Blog Talk Radio.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Basically, the 1% of the motorcycle community who operates outside the law.
Their total focus is on hatred for the enemy. They have the policy of shoot or kill on sight if they can.
It's bullshit. Law enforcement just tries to paint this picture to the media and just cover up their bullshit, cover up their lies, and I just like to say fuck them. That's straight from Mike P.
Jump on your bike, let's hit the road. Come on, fuck the 5-0, man, we out of country.
You know, that goes along the ride, jump on your bike.
Yeah.
Well, by the way, Bill, hello.
Good evening to you. Good evening to all of our friends out there. And I think Mike P kind of summed up rather tastefully, right to the point.
Fuck them.
Fuck them. I'd like to talk just a moment about the First Amendment, boys and girls. If you give me your indulgence, I'd appreciate that. Now, I don't want us to constrain the First Amendment. I don't want us to curtail it. I don't want us to put it into a corner. I don't want us to bottleneck it. But I'm asking everybody out here to use some self-control. I was in the bar the other night, and I heard two bikers. I'm in the bar three times a week, so I'm pretty sure I know where I'm at always. Two bikers got into it, they're yelling, F you, F you, F you. Yeah, well, F you. We need to have our composure. If someone's going to yell F you, don't yell F you back. Think for a second. There must be something more appropriate you can say. Not sure what it is, but I think if we add more colorful phrases to our vocabulary, I think the barroom arguments would be so much more exciting. I think two bikers just yelling F you and then throwing some fist. You know, I'm not saying it's boring, but it's kind of drab. Can you follow me on this?
Yeah.
So, you
because,
know.
Because, you know, it's like, what's next?
Yeah.
Did you fucking throw a beer bottle, fucking fight starts.
So I guess I'm asking everybody out here to appreciate the First Amendment. And just when you're getting ready to say something, you know what? Why don't you take a deep breath? Think about it for just a minute and say, you know what? What's the best thing I can say? Because how many of you out there have been in this situation? Something happens, you say something. As soon as it's over, you say, man, I wish I had said this because this is cool. But I said something else. I'm asking you, maintain your self-control. Come up with a really good zinger. Because I'm in the bars, I like to see some excitement. So, you know, I know the fight's going to happen, but let's at least call ourselves something other than F you, F you. So that's basically our program for tonight. I don't want to elaborate too much on free speech. I want to defend free speech the day I die. I just want to share with everybody the idea. Let's be more creative, more colorful. Let's sit deep, go deep inside ourselves and say, what retort can I give back to this man who's half drunk, who's calling me names? What can we come up with? So that's a challenge I place upon everybody. Don't just yell back at your friends and call them something. Think about what it is. Let's make this a more colorful America. How's that sound?
Absolutely.
And I know people are saying, once again, what is wrong with Bill? I don't know. These things just come to me, boys and girls. Just come to me. But then again, it's my environment. I'm in a bar three times a week, and sometimes I say, we can make the bar better scene. So, what's new with you, Mimigo? You didn't get a ticket all week.
No.
Yeah, that's a good sign.
No.
However, a lot of our friends have got
a lot
tickets.
Of our friends, you know, it's true. I've been hearing that.
Yeah.
Well, you told me today, but I heard somebody else was complaining about that. You know why, don't you?
Well, that grant money, right?
Well, the grant money, yeah, the grant money, that's part of it. But because they wrote that article in the paper the other day.
Yeah, that's true.
And the comment was, we're listening. So basically, they got to justify the overtime after the grant money runs out. And they're going to do as much as they can do before the first of the year when
they're able
to do that.
Now, a friend of mine was, he got ticketed for it. Illegal lane change. Didn't put his turn signal on, I guess. And he said the cop told him he followed him for 5 miles, waiting for him to do something. And my friend said, Bill, I use a hand signal during the daytime, and I use my turn signals on at night because I think my hand signals are better in the daytime. I said, do you think the cop profiled you? He said, Bill, I'm wearing this patch on my back. He followed me by the cop's own admission 5 miles on the freeway, waiting for this guy to do something wrong. You know, we could do better use with our money than following people for 5 miles.
Well, what happened with that, the guy who was riding a BMW bike?
Let's talk about that. Myself, my brother Mike Kennedy, we own Kennedy's Custom Cycles in Oceanside, Harley-Davidson repair shop. We had a gentleman pull, young Marine, we were close to Camp Pendleton, we're in San Diego. Young Marine pulled up in a BMW motorcycle, and he's looking for some type of special polish, which I didn't know what the hell he's talking about. So I was getting ready to send him down to a metric motorcycle shop, when, as I walked him to the door, a motorcycle cop and a car cop, patrol car man, they both came out and just stopped him. They started giving him the fifth degree, like, blah, 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 blah. As soon as one would get most of the question done, he'd be answering one cop, they'd be hitting him with another question. It was back and forth. The young man was getting rattled. Young man then, after a while, started getting a little bit irritated. So I stepped outside and I said, hello, everybody. I said, is this man being detained? They said, no. And I said, young man, come inside the shop and have a glass of water. I said, if two cops come inside, if you want to, have a glass of water. The young man, the Marine, said, I don't want to. I'm going to take off. And I said, that's exactly what they want you to do. You're in a bad mood. You're irritated. You're going to jump on your motorcycle, and you're going to fly. And you're going to get a ticket just down the road. So once I got everybody to drink a glass of water, I said, would you mind telling us why you stopped the man? The young Marine, the patrolman who was driving a BMW motorcycle, said, we're looking for stolen metric motorcycles. And I pointed out that his gas tank on the officer's motorcycle had a BMW emblem, which was identical to young Marine's emblem on his motorcycle. BMW's Bavarian Motor Works, it's a German company.
And that went over like a fart in church, huh?
Well, they weren't real thrilled with that. Well, you know, we're checking all metric. Where does Germany
come in metric?
So they said, well, we're just checking everybody up. We're not going to give him a ticket or anything, Mr. Kennedy. And I waited. I made the gentleman drink, the young Marine, drink the whole glass of water just to calm down. And the cops said some of my PR tactics and all that. So they left, but I talked to the cops.
What did
they
say about your PR tactics?
Well, they said they appreciated my interest in the community, which is a far cry from the last incident I had. But anyway, I don't want to go to that shit.
We don't want to elaborate on that one either.
That was not good.
That was fucked up. That was, what, 2 miles over?
That was fucked up. But I gave the kid about a 30-second head start, and I said, just drive slowly. Once you lose your temper, they won.
They won.
That's right. And I said, but he's a young man. Young men are prone to make mistakes with that. So reminding everybody tonight, you get stopped, you lose your temper, you lose your case. That's the way I see it with that.
Because the next thing he's going to say is, I'll be right back. He's going to walk back to his bike. He's going to open that little fucking lid on the back of the bike as he's talking on the radio asking for more troops to come.
Yep.
That you're being belligerent and fucking all kinds of shit. Now you got to explain to 5 guys.
Yep.
And at that point, I would just shut up. And ask for a watch commander.
Oh, we ask for
to get somebody with a little more authority and common sense to listen to the fucking story and tell this prick he made a mistake.
It has definitely behooved me, as I continue to get older and older and older, to have long gray hair, who is sitting inside my own Kennedy's Custom Motorcycle Shop. It just does help me a little bit with the cops when they say, well, Bill and Phil caused so much shit in the community.
No.
Let's not cause more shit here.
Not really.
So, you know, I didn't have to get involved, but I did get involved. And Phil and I encourage every one of you, no matter what's going on in your town, get involved.
You don't
have to be as forward as Philip and I are, because we didn't start out getting real forwarded. But we have got involved. And if everybody listens to me, we get involved in his or her community.
And if you guys go to, I'll put it in the chat room right now, but I'll give you the links as soon as I download it here, because I want to make sure everybody gets the right skinny. But I'm going to put this in the chat room, Bill, and I'd like you to read it once I get it in there.
Well, I'll have to get my glasses.
That's fine.
So I have no script in front of me. Therefore, when I'm speaking, I need no glasses. But every now and then, he's got to put something up there to make me get my glasses.
It's okay. It works out good for you.
Yeah, but you look better without my glasses on. Okay.
And if you just copy that link, it'll take you right to it.
Again, I want to point out that Phil and I are not adversarial against our police department. We just realize there are some officers that abuse their badge authority, and it's everyone's responsibility.
It's like that day I asked that guy when he said to me, when he started the bullshit about my helmet and all that shit, and basically my question to him was, and this is where the fun started. So now when I say this, Bill, you'll understand because you know me. But I said to him, hey, why are you fucking with all of us on Harleys? Especially guys that ride Black Dinas. Did a guy in a Black Dina fuck your old lady?
Oh,
is that what it is?
See, that's why I keep telling you, we go together, you have to let me do the talking. I don't want you to say anything because we're both going to be, I don't mind being in jail. I'm afraid we're going to get lumped up in the gutter somewhere. A little restraint on your part goes a long way. That's why you just let me do the goddamn talking.
It was right after he told me he wanted me to take my helmet off because he couldn't see my face, but yet he called me by my name before I even handed him any identification.
It's just them making you do what you don't want to do.
Exactly.
It's a control thing. We know that, boys.
Hello, Stacy.
Hey.
Stacy, good evening.
I heard you had a rough day.
Yeah, pretty brutal. Pretty brutal.
Need to talk to an attorney there, dear.
Yeah, it's going to come down to that. Especially after what we were told today. But, you know, one day at a time at this point, because there's nothing more much that we can do. Pretty messed up.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, you know, we've been having a little bit of difficulties now for almost 2 months. And
would you like to give us in a nutshell what happened, if you feel comfortable, so our listeners can follow you?
Sure. My mom has severe osteoporosis and a couple of different other things that were handed down to her due to hereditary, because she relatively led a pretty much what I call square lifestyle. But she had a surgeon in the Rhode Island area that proceeded to perform 6 major back operations on her in a 7-year period. And the final one, which was just a couple of weeks ago, she went into surgery walking. She came out and she was paralyzed from the waist down. I had been adamant on getting her to go to Boston because you can't get a better group of hospitals than what sits in Boston, Massachusetts. So today we ventured, her by ambulance, me by car, to Women and Brigham's Hospital in Boston, Mass., where we met with 3 top neurologists, and they basically told my mom in a nutshell that she would never walk again. It's not going to happen. And that after the second surgery, she should have sought some type of second opinion, second input, anything, because she might not be in the situation she is in right at the moment. I also think that on the night I took control and basically said to her that she was going in by ambulance a couple of weeks ago, that they think she took a stroke of the spinal cord. And the only way that can actually happen is to have too much surgery involved within the spinal cord. And it happens to 1 in every billion people. And that's what they also think has happened. And they didn't test her that night when she got rushed to Providence for any type of stroke, because the doctor in Boston said that it would have picked up, I guess, in an MRI or blood work, something to that nature. Your body produces certain chemicals, I guess, during that time frame of a stroke. And they might have been able to stop what's going on the top portion of her spine. But that's a whole nother subject. But to sum it up in a nutshell, she relied on the neurologist to keep her walking, and in the end, it was, you know, pretty much all the multiple surgeries that have left her incapacitated from the waist down. And to put it to you bluntly, now we're looking at financial stuff because she's in a rehab. It's costing her $3,000 a month on top of maintaining her home, which I have pretty much now taken over the bills here at the house because she's got to take care of herself at the rehab. And she got, as I told some family members today, she got royally fucked. Excuse my French. She's not even 70 years old. She could live the next 20 years, you know, trapped inside her own prison. And I just don't know how to process that at the moment. I'm doing what I can, you know, functioning around the subject. But we went there for a second opinion. We got the confirmation, you know, we got answers because we were getting the runaround in Providence. And it pretty much is what it is at this point. Now we have to begin to heal and get my mother mentally prepared to, A, yes, speak to an attorney, absolutely. Today I told her that when she went back to the rehab, if there was a social worker or someone there she could talk to just kind of express herself, because I'm sure that was a lot for her to take in, to talk to whatever resources were available. And I never recommend this, but I told her to ask for a sleeping pill so she could sleep good tonight, because it did a toll on her, the drive up there and the drive back. It's about an hour and 15 minutes from where we're at, and traffic today was just atrocious. But I said to her the last thing tonight, I told her I loved her, and I said, you know, get some rest, and in the morning when the sun's bright and it's a new day, we'll sit down and try to go over our next game plan. But that's pretty much it in a nutshell, and it's an awful big nutshell.
Yeah. Wow.
And of course, our thoughts and prayers go out to you and your family. In a situation like this, there is no quick fix. It. There's no easy answer. You're up against a tremendous hill you have to climb. I guess only staying together as a family is what's going to pull you through this. I know that's what focuses Philip and I, is that we are family people. And Philip and I complain every now and then about this and that, but our family is what I think keeps us together.
Yeah. You know, go ahead.
No, I said absolutely. I was agreeing.
I mean, I don't even know what to say, Bill.
There's
you know,
nothing. I'm hoping that other friends listening in will take time to reach her, make contact, and, you know, let her know that she's in all of our prayers, because my wife, as you may not know, is in a wheelchair. She has diabetes and MS, and the past 2 years of my life's done like a 180, where before my wife had her own hot rod Dynaglide. She was an unbelievable hard rider. Everything changed over. We just had to deal with this. I have no answer for this at all, except support from all of our friends. And I'm hoping our friends listening to us today,
yeah,
will get involved with this here.
And, well, I don't want to cut you off, Stacy, but I want you to stay on the line because we got a surprise guest.
Okay,
and
cool.
I'm going to bring him in right now. Hello, Emilio.
Hey, brother. How you doing, man?
We're doing good. How are you, man?
I'm doing fine, thank you. Well, real quick, I want to congratulate my little brother. He just had a baby boy, 9 pounds, bro. So getting ready to go
hey,
see him.
Hey,
I mean,
it must.
Water.
It's got to be the water because my daughter had an 8-pound, 3-ounce baby girl.
I'm telling you, brother, coming out like monsters right now, man. They're huge, bro. He's 9 pounds. I just got the text about an hour and a half ago, and he looks like he's a year and a half old already, bro. It's fucking crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, congratulations.
Thank you, man. Thank you. But how you guys doing, man?
Well, we got a little situation down here with the cops again.
Yeah.
And
what happened now?
Same. They get extra money, and they're out there spending their money by just giving everybody every ticket you can imagine. I've got so many guys at my bike shop saying, Bill, I got hit for this, I got hit for that. One of my friends bought some smoky turn signal lenses from the authorized dealer, had them installed at the authorized dealer, and he said he was at court today, saying, "But Your Honor, I have a brand new motorcycle within a year or so. I bought it from the authorized dealer. They installed it. How can I be guilty of something?" And that's, we're in court on that one like that. There's just speeding tickets. A good friend of ours, hardcore patch holder, they followed him for 5 miles on the weekend until he finally made a lane change. They said they didn't see his turn signal. Every now and then they get grants in certain cities, and the point is they have to spend that grant money and justify why they got the money.
So that's where that term quota comes from. You know what I'm talking about? You got to get your quota. That kind of makes sense. You know, but a lot of stuff is just, it's just a money-making racket, brother. You know what I'm saying? I mean, some of the tickets are bullshit. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, what pisses them off the most is I know a week before they know, and I send them an email to the guy in charge of traffic telling him he's going to get the grant.
So we're not, even though we make out to everybody, still people in the bars aren't paying attention. Certain cities get these extra grants, and they've got to spend the money before, and the time goes up. They can only justify getting more money next year if they spend all that grant money.
Well, the thing is, Emilio, on January 1st of 2013, they stopped getting the grants because California passed the motorcycle only checkpoint non-profiling bill.
Oh, really?
They have all that money now because it's no good after that.
Right.
We're getting tickets on the street for everything you can imagine. I'm in the goddamn slow lane, driving to work, one eye looking forward, one eye in my mirror, because I don't need no more bullshit stuff like that. I'm just trying to roll on down the road, man.
They pulled Bill over for going 37 and a 35.
Ain't that the shits?
That's unheard of.
They just need to justify why they pulled me over. And the idea was to get a warning on be careful of my speed because it's a safety issue. Once they realize what I look like and all that, they go, oh, no, that's Bill and Phil. They did not give me a ticket, but pulled me over in the middle of daytime, in the slow lane. The man needed to justify why he pulled me over. They're just pulling everybody for everything you could imagine.
It doesn't make no sense, man. You know, I mean, when you're saying right now, that makes sense now with that quota thing. I mean, as far as the grant stuff, you know?
Right.
Yeah, and the sad part is now...
It's use it or lose it.
It's use it or lose it. And the sad part now is because California, the budget's so fucked up in the court system that they're relieving commissioners.
What do you mean?
They're relieving the commissioners. When you go to traffic court, it's a commissioner. Unless you're like me and you want to go to superior court
and then
you get a trial. I put in a motion, and I want to see a real judge, not a commissioner. I don't want some guy who, from 8 to 5 during the day, stands there or sits there in the chair and decides...
He's got that rubber stamp and bang, bang, bang,
bang, bang,
bang. No,
guilty, 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 just to make the RICO organized racketeering thing that the court system is.
So we're not paranoid about this, and I'm not adversarial to the police department. I'm not saying that this is a conspiracy against us motorcycles. I realize this is just conditions. Conditions are extra money was out there. They have to spend it. They have to justify it. So all motorcycles, you've got to be careful. They need to make that quota. And believe me, if they don't make it, they won't never use extra money. So
no. And basically...
But don't be paranoid.
No.
But,
you know, don't be paranoid.
The way it is. The way
it is,
yeah.
I had 7 guys on their bikes, taken off their bikes, Emilio. They lost 800.
Transferred to patrol. Patrol cars, I'm sorry, yeah.
Patrol cars, and they're walking, and 4 of them are walking a beat in downtown Oceanside. From 4 to 12:30 at night. And we haven't had anybody walking down there since, what, the late 80s, Bill? And they love me. They're so pissed off that they can't stand it.
But there's nothing we're doing that's illegal. You and
no.
I are just going in there and saying, look, there's an issue in our town here, and we want to deal with it. Emilio, I assure you, if you had a problem with the SDG&E, you talk to SDG&E. If you had a problem with the mailman, you talk to the mailman. We're doing the same damn thing. If the phone company was acting up, you talk to the phone company. If there's a problem with the police department, you don't go in there demanding all that. You go in there and state your case. Never mind the court system. Do what you and I do is go to the police station and what?
we request time.
Yeah.
And we have a sit down. I don't know if I ever sent you the story, but I'll send it to you. It's called Interesting Days at Oceanside Internal Affairs. And when I tell you enough said, you'll understand when I tell you that.
You've got
that story.
You've got to stand up for your rights in America in here. And again, I'm not trying to say that I'm paranoid. I'm not saying they're picking on me. I'm just saying when you see a wrong, you have to change it. You have to get your neighbors together. If the stop sign's in the wrong place, if the sidewalk is bad, if you got holes in your street that need to be repaired, you go down to City Hall. Philip and I have no problem going down to see the mayor of Oceanside. I have no problem whatsoever.
No. Bill had a party out in front of the shop, Emilio. There had to be about 800 or 900 people there. And basically everything was set up so they had a traffic way in the middle, okay?
For emergency lane.
For emergencies. And a cop rolled up, a sergeant. He was a sergeant. Yeah. He rolled up and he asked Bill, he said, "Hey, I'd like to see the permits." And Bill pointed at the mayor. And the cop goes, "Well, that's the mayor." And Bill said, "Well, that's who has the permits.
That's who does all my permits."
And he said, "You guys have a nice day."
Just took off, left the whip. You have to learn to work in the system. I tell everybody putting large charity events on there, you have to work within the system. City Hall, mayor, vice mayor, whatever the hell you got in your neighborhood in there, you have to work, because once you alienate yourself and you're an outside rogue, police department, fire department, they can come after you for everything in there.
Right.
But flip the script. Walk in and speak to these people and say, as a taxpayer, I want to talk about this. Philip and I have gotten such great rapport, not from arguing, but simply saying, hey, this is wrong and we want to discuss it. It's the communication, dialogue between two people, that's all we're trying to do. We've had success, very good success in our neighborhood.
Yeah, that's good. No, you know, I understand that part of it because, you know, for my birthday parties, and Phil's been there, you know, I have block parties and I block off the streets in my neighborhood. And, I go through, you know, I get the permits and stuff, you know, and it works out okay, you know what I'm saying? And the cops pretty much, you know, they know what's going on, and so they pass by to see everything's quiet, and Phil's been there and everything's been pretty cool, you know what I'm saying? So as long as you follow the ropes, you're okay. And I understand that part of it, but as far as getting a 37, ticket for doing 37 and 35, that's kind of chicken shit, you know what I'm talking about? It's not cool at all, man, you know?
Yeah, we call that reaching.
Yeah, not a ticket, but just pull over for that, and then once they realize who I was, no, Mr. Kenny, we're not going to give you a ticket. This is just a warning for your safety.
Mm-hmm.
If I was a young man,
okay.
violence, or just anger, I'd have gotten something on that.
Yeah.
Once I take my helmet off, my long gray hair comes out, oh, shit, that's one of the guys, you know? Leave me
alone. They're just trying to do a make on you and stuff like that too as well.
Oh yeah.
Then it's just a reason for them to make a make on you. Then it's pretty much right. It's like probably.
Last year, Emilio, they made out 69 contact cards on me to justify why they stopped me.
Is that you, Phil?
Yeah, 69 cards.
Wow.
And then this year we're at 32 right now. Last year,
wow.
I went to court. Yeah, I'm at 32 cards right now. Last year I went to court. I went downtown. I'll tell you a quick story. I went downtown, and I went to the bar that I always go to. But I don't drink. You know that I don't drink. And I go and I talk to my friends. And then I left. I went down to the corner and I made a right turn, and then I made a left turn, and then I made another left turn, and now I'm in front of the theater, and they pull me over. One car facing behind me, one car backed up to me in front, one guy pulled up on the sidewalk, the other guy pulled on the side, they got out, they handcuffed me, put me on the ground. All this time you hear me hollering, I do not give up my rights, I do not consent to any search, anything. They took my helmet, my knife, the gun I had, and my hammer off my bike. Okay? Now,
how'd you beat the fucking gun rap, brother? Shit, that's you're not supposed to have a gun. Are you okay with that? Okay, that's pretty fucking funny.
I have a concealed weapons permit. I don't know if you do
great.
That.
Okay, I didn't know. I just found that out right now. Okay, that's cool. I was going to say cool. All right, that's good.
Bill's got one. Bill doesn't have nothing. I don't even have a goddamn knife on me. So just make a note of that. If you're with Phil, something happens, he's got the gun. If you're with Bill, you're fucked. Got nothing. Just our fists, okay?
That's fucking funny.
That's what he's turning up?
These two guys. Media's on the phone like us.
Oh.
That was Paul. I'm going to unmute him in a second, but let me finish the story. So I go to court, right? What they did was they took everything. When I requested the sergeant, the guy said a bunch of shit about HAs and all that stuff. And the next thing I know, they're telling me I can leave. Okay? Now, they took everything, and I didn't have another helmet. And then I thought, wait a minute, I do have another helmet. I pulled a cover out of my left bag, I put that helmet on, and I drove away. 20 minutes later, the sergeant comes to see me and tells me that the officer made a mistake. He was not supposed to take anything. I said, well, when I tried to explain that to the other sergeant, he told me to shut the fuck up. So
yeah.
I shut up.
Yeah,
this guy
yeah.
says, well, we schooled him already. We apologize. I don't want to hear nothing. I'm done talking to you, Chris. I don't want to say another word, okay? I'll have my day in court like you guys said. We'll talk about it in court. When I get to court, there's seven guys standing to my right. The judge asked me specifically, I'm going to dismiss this in the interest of justice. Is there anything else I can do for you today, Mr. Hennigan? I said, yes. I'd like a writ of habeas corpus to get my knife, my gun, my helmet, and my hammer back. He gave me the writ. For the next week and a half, every time I went down there, they see me pull in the parking lot. The clothes sign went in the window. So I went back to court, and the judge made him stay open until I got there. They handed me back the gun and the clip, so I said, where's my bullets?
Uh-huh.
The next day I went back to the courthouse. I got another writ. They were pissed because they had to give me back the bullets.
Is that right?
Yep.
Wow.
You can't lose your temper. You lose your temper, you lost your fight. I'm going to say one very short thing. Last time I was in court on a very large program, which I completely was vindicated in all this bullshit, seven lawyers against me. When I left, and the judge thanked me for everything I did and all that, I leaned over, and I spoke only loud enough for the lawyers to hear.
Yes.
And I said this, and this is kind of important. When I came in, I had to swear a note to tell the truth. Why is it that not one of you lawyers swore a note to tell the truth? And my situation was all over, and one lawyer looked at me and said, well, do you really expect the lawyers to tell the truth? And you know what? I laughed because that may be the first honest thing I heard those people say to me the whole bullshit time.
Yep,
that's very good. Very good. I like that. That's pretty cool, man. That's I never thought about that one.
You know, they have their day, and they say, you know what, Mr. Kennedy, you're absolutely right on everything there is. But it's a little bit of stress and all that. Who we got? Who else we got here, man?
Well,
come on, I don't hear old stories.
No.
I heard your stories. They're boring shit. My stories are exciting.
I know when I see Emilio Sunday, we're going to talk.
Oh, yeah.
We're just going to grab a soda and go off with a cigarette, and we're going
to
talk.
You know, I was talking to Emilio. You know he has earplugs when he talks to you? I don't know if you knew that. He said that motherfucker goes on and on and on and on.
No.
Earplugs in.
So
what he heard, I don't know.
But I just unmuted Paul, and Philip just joined us. So I'll leave Philip muted for a second. But I want to talk about, we're going to do this. It's called The Upside of Down, and it's going to be a fundraiser for baby Zachary. And Emilio and Paul are going to be there. So, Emilio, I just unmuted Paul. Hello, Paul.
Hey, Bill. Hey, Emilio. Bill, how you guys doing?
Hey, how you doing?
All right tonight. All right.
We're doing good. How are you guys doing?
Hey, we're doing great. I'm here with Leandro Perez also. He's doing my 41. He's one of Emilio's homies. Say hello, Leandro.
Hugo Esquerda, how you doing?
Yeah, how you doing, Yazza? How's it going over there, bro?
All right, hotter than the neighborhood, I'll tell you that much. Can't handle this heat no more.
I need somebody to give me a little thing. Yeah. What's going on with this Down syndrome program? Somebody give me a little skin. Tell me what's going on about that, all right?
Well, basically, a couple, Philip and Ramona Gallegos, I think they have 8 or 9 children between them. They're an older couple. And they had a baby, or they knew in the pregnancy that he was going to be down. So what were his alternatives, you know? And they decided they want to keep him and bring the world's attention to Down syndrome. I didn't know it. He has like 31 chromosomes. And make a long story short, they wrote me on Facebook and asked if I'd make an appearance. And then they said they'd contacted Emilio too, so that was great that Emilio came on board. And basically, I want to help kids. You know, I've done a lot of dances in my life, so it's now the time to pay the fiddler. So that's what I do, write for causes and help people out. So we're going to be riding Sunday from Emmanuel del Tepeyac restaurant at the intersection of the 605 and 60 freeway at Crossroads. Kickstand's up at 11 a.m. We're going to ride to the yard in Fullerton. And I'm there to help out. Emilio's going to make an appearance, and I'm glad to be part of it. And Phil, you may have seen some of the public service announcements we've made. We got them on YouTube and on Facebook.
And there's one posted on the blog.
Well, thank you very much. Anyways, it's a free event, and what that means is you can walk in there, ride your bike, and, of course, there's going to be food and drinks and some music. The nice local band Sangria will be playing, and I think another band called Anonymous. That's Mariano's dog in the background. She wants to get on the radio, too. Shiva.
That's funny.
Let me...
Anyways, guys, how are you guys been?
Animals on the air. They outstage you every time.
Sounds pretty cool.
Somebody go anywhere. Who else we got here wants to jump in, Phil?
Let me bring Philip in. You're unmuted.
Hey, what's up?
How you doing?
Yeah, like Paul says, it's you know, it was time for us to you know, get back. And my son was born with Down syndrome, and that's 21, the 21st chromosome, an extra chromosome. And you know, since he was born, we've been blessed. I mean, right and left with the people we've been meeting. You know, Emilio, Paul, Martin, Sniper from Six Cycles. I mean, everybody's just been, you know, coming forward, no questions asked. So we're having this event, you know, a lot of bombs there, a lot of bikes, a lot of food, a lot of vendors, two bands. It's going to be good.
Okay.
And yeah, then, check it out and support. It's going to be a good time, brother. It's going to be a real good time.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, and like Paul says, Emilio and Paul jumped on board right away, you know, no questions asked. And, you know, like I said before, they not once through all of this have they ever said, hey, what's in it for me? You know, or I'm going to need this, I'm going to need that. Hey, set me up with this, set me up with that. It's like, yeah, you want us there, we'll be there. And, you know,
Wait a minute. So you mean I'm not getting my trailer, bro? My trailer and the 33 meals, bro? What's going on right there? I don't have the cold drinks coming?
I was going to buy you a Subway sandwich afterwards, though.
There you go. We're straight, talk. We're straight. That's funny. Hey, now, bro, you know what? Like Paul said, you know, it's all about giving back home. You know what I'm saying? We all been blessed homes, and this is what we do, man. We just keep on giving back, and you know, it's for a great cause, man. So you know, I'm more than happy to do this for you. And when we were at the Chicken Wing Space, you told me, and I said it on camera. I said, you know what, bro? As long as you have these, I will be there every year. And he said, well, we just locked that down, and you know what? It's right here. We're on the radio. Can't lie on the radio, brother. So you know what? We know it's locked down every fucking year, brother. You know what I'm saying?
That's
absolutely
right.
Uh-huh. Absolutely, and meeting all you guys and helping with this and doing that, that's my way of giving back also. Mine and
I appreciate it.
You know, you've been a bad person. You probably have a lot of bad karma. You got to offset. So helping out good may be good for you. You know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, and it's not about, you know, what am I going to get out of this? You know, I mean, I've gotten my wife and I have gotten our blessings already, and if more come our way, so be it. If not, you know, we're just like Paul and Emilio says, you know, you give out, you give back, and, you know, hey, that's good karma right there.
Yeah.
It's good. And when you give unselfishly, bro, it always comes back. It's just weird that way. You know, if you're giving to get, it ain't going to ever happen. When you're giving just to give, and just give with your heart, brother, it's always good, man. You know what I'm saying?
But it's about. And my wife, Ramona, says hi to the three of you. She's standing right here. She don't want to get on the radio, though.
Tell her hello, brother. Tell her
a glass of wine. Tell her to kick back. Isn't that right, Bill?
That's plagiarism, goddammit.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm sorry, but she took Emilio's trailer.
I've been doing good people that believe the message is more important than the messengers. I met some Hollywood phony bullshit people, but I met some really great people that say, no, Bill, it's not about me. It's not about publicity. It's about what can I do for the people, for the community that supported me. Those are the people that make back. It's class and it's trash. Philip and I met some really class act people.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
On the flip side, you know, for a long time before I started doing this, I used to, when I was in my neighborhood, I used to always, every year I'd have a toy drive at my house. And then once I get people, I'd cook food the whole day for Christmas. And then people would, and Paul would be there every single year. He was always very supportive. And I collected gifts. They would come by in a pallet, you know, full of pallets of gifts, you know. And I would go to the schools and give out the gifts. And then what the thing was, bro, is that the teachers would say, we're going to call the news so you can see what you're doing. And I would tell them, no, if you call the news, I'm not going to go down to your school. And, you know, I would do it because I didn't need that, you know. But what it is, it is good to have, because then when people know you're doing it, more people show up and more people donate. So, I had it mixed up because I didn't want to be known for that. But you know what it is? Because more people jump on the boat. You dig what I'm saying? So I was doing it because I didn't want to be selfish about it, get the attention for it. But you know what? It's good to get the attention because more people jump on board. So, you know, it was good and bad. You dig what I'm saying? But now I understand that it is good to have that publicity, you know, for people to know about it and people jump and be aware about it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We got someone that wants to ask a question. Let me unmute him and then
hang on, everybody.
We'll go right back.
What do we got? What do we got here?
Hello, Nora. Did you have a question?
Yes. This is for, first, hello to the panel. I'd like to direct this question to Emilio Rivera.
Yes.
I had seen on Philip's wall that wonderful charity that you and your wife are doing in regards for the left out children.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, I know that it's stated for mailing in a money order or cashier's check. Do you, by any chance, have you thought about possibly like a PayPal?
Well,
I live on the south side of Chicago. Okay,
yeah, what's happening is right now I have my website is getting put up, so emiliorivera.com, and right now we're fixing a few glitches, and that'll be up in 2 weeks, and the PayPal will be through emiliorivera.com. So that's getting done right now as we speak, you know?
Okay. Now, the shirt would be able to be available on that website or only through the mail?
It would be right now it's only through the mail, and when the website comes up, it'll be through the website, yes.
Okay. Because I want to make sure.
And everybody that's out there right now who's listening to us buy a shirt, it's been great, man. Thank you so much for the support. We've been getting the money orders coming in. This is just since I first started this, you know, so this is great, man. A lot of support out there right now.
Well, like I said, I want to say what a wonderful charity this is that you and your wife are doing. It's just fabulous. And when I saw it, I'm like, Phil, how do I get one of those, you know? So
I
know it's not always a lot, but every little bit helps, and that's how I look at it. But like I said, I saw a shirt, I'm like, oh, I got to get one of those.
Thank you so much. Yeah, thank you.
Like I said, if it's, will you have enough shirts? I know you only stated, I think it was
3,000.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am, and the design changes. Then the design will change. I have an artist right now who's also working on different designs, so there will be a different design. Every 3,000 will be, and then they'll be retired. They're done. And then I'll have a design coming out, right, you know. And actually, the logo is getting fixed right now as well. I'm incorporating a motorcycle on the logo itself, you know. So it's pretty cool stuff I got going on right here. So, I mean, these things look cool, you know.
Right. Oh, no. I mean, it's just a beautiful shirt all the way around. And all I thought was, I'll be the only one on the south side of Chicago wearing one. Sweet.
People from the East Coast, actually from Baltimore, called me today, and they want to try to incorporate it for the East Coast as well. And that style of picture is pretty much like a West Coast kind of thing. So now I got to make my thing a little bit more East Coast as well. You know what I'm saying? So it kind of everybody understands it, you know, because the lowrider movement is more on this side of town, you know.
I understand, but there are some suburbs in Illinois that do lowriders as well. I have seen them. Fabulous.
Cool.
But
cool.
Like I said, it's not seen as much, like you said, regards to California, but you do see it here and there.
Yeah, I've been getting hit small over the place. I mean, since Sunday, today was a real busy day for me, and I've been getting hit small over the place, and on this T-shirt line, so it's, you know, it's like, and I said that was just a startup now, and it kicked off really well, man. I'm really proud of it, you know, and this is what we do, you know, like, this is what it happens, is like, there's a lot of kids that can't afford it for the T-balls or the T-ball team, so I just sponsor the team, but I've been doing everything on the down low, and then there's kids who graduate from high school, and they're smart kids and everything, but they come from a poor family, where we know where I come from, and they can't even afford just to go dress to the prom. So some of them don't go to the prom because they don't want to be embarrassed, you know. So then I just fit them up from head to toe, you know. They want a hat, they come with the hat, but I get shoes. I get everything for them. I send them over there looking very proper, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And they make them be proud, you know, and they should be proud, you know.
Exactly.
So we appreciate it. Nora's calling in from Illinois, and I want to point out that a lot of people are uncomfortable speaking on the air, but they listen to the show.
Right.
And a lot of people tape the show and they play it back later because of time constraints, Europe or wherever with that. So even though Nora's speaking from Illinois, I'm hoping other people just send messages to us. Amelia and Paul won't bite. They're nice people.
Exactly. You keep calling.
Philip's the only bad person here.
Am I?
You want?
All that love. But Sunday it's going to be in Fullerton, California. Down at the yard, Bill.
Yeah,
and
And
kick stands up at 11 at the 605 and the 60 freeway, and we're going to ride down to Fullerton.
Good. Cool. Philip, you just got a quick email. Can you just give the Amelia about this? This just came in right now while we're talking. Can you just give us the highlight of that?
This is,
came in seconds ago.
Right, and we were just talking about the biker harassment. So this email I got from a good guy, and it's Oceanside PD biker harassment was the heading. And he says, Phil, I currently have the opportunity to have an Oceanside City Council candidate present to present to the chief the actual police cases of bikers that are being profiled and harassed without cause. He is willing to review this and see if there are any real justification to our claim that bikers do not want to visit Oceanside because of how the cops treat us. If we can present this well and quickly, we may be able to get the city council on our side to get more business and et cetera. I stopped, and then he stopped to talk to Bill, and then he sent me this email. So
this just came in right now. So we never know how many people are getting involved. But this is another class act, because the things that we're doing, people say, well, I can get involved here. This guy talked to city councilman. I don't know this particular person with that, but we can
I talked to him, too.
You did, that's right, too. We
I
can never
to
have
too.
Enough friends, though.
When I came home from work, he was walking from door to door.
You're a stalker?
No, he was walking from door to door.
You watched from his car to his house?
No.
Are you peeking his window?
No.
You're a strange person. All right.
They're not getting the joke. See, nobody's laughing.
They're all worried about you.
Yeah, but what happened was when I pulled in and I opened the garage door and I rolled in, he walked up behind me.
He's stalking you.
And he said he's running for city council, yeah. Right. So I asked him, I said, what's your stance on bikers? And he stood there kind of for a minute, dumbfounded. And he said, you know, I never really thought about bikers. And I was ready to dump on him, and I thought, you know what? If you got a chance and you can have coffee with me someday or in the next couple of weeks, I gave him one of my cards, and we're supposed to have a sit-down, so I'll have to get a hold of this guy.
Phil,
who sent us the email.
Never know
to bring
what
him
type
with
of people are going to listen to us or what type of people are going to just follow through. And we're not looking for followers, Philip and I. We're looking for more leads to step up to the plate. But enough of the commercial now.
Right.
We you know, that came in very nice and all that good time. But let's get back to our panel. I like the way the lady said, I like Nora said panel.
I unmuted Nora. I didn't mean to, but I unmuted her. And if she's got
you're
another
mean
question,
person.
No,
you're
if
mean
she's got
person.
Another question, she'll send me a message. But this we're going to do this, like, just to recap for everybody. Emilio and Paul are going to be at this... Ride for Zachary for Down syndrome.
Yes.
It's going to be at the yard at Fullerton, California.
Mm-hmm.
Kickstand's up at 6:05 and a 60. We're going to ride down to Fullerton. And then the other thing I want to talk about was, well, Nora brought it up about how to get Emilio shirts. And let me just read what I wrote here, Emilio, when I put this up on the blog for you, okay?
And thank you. I saw it on the blog, bro, and thank you so much, Phil, for doing that, man. That was very nice of you, man. Thank you, man.
Emilio, are there two prices on this? I think the girl wants to know. Price with Emilio wears the shirt,
and a price with a brand new shirt. Let me get into this.
All right,
and then
go ahead.
Well, you can ask him your questions.
Go ahead, then.
Well, we all hear about the stories where the stars give back, but I'm here to tell you that I know a real stand-up guy and his beautiful wife, Yachty.
What do you know Yachty from? Why do you know her?
Because it's Emilio's wife.
I know. Why do you know her, though?
Never mind.
Go ahead.
You're going to start shit again.
Go ahead.
While talking to Emilio and Yachty, I could tell by the feelings, emotion, passion, I saw this heartfelt desire to give back. It's called the Left Out Kids, and it benefits the ones who get to play Little League Baseball and the kids otherwise not able to go to high school proms. The shirts you see here are a limited run of 1,500 shirts because I didn't see the 3,000 until after.
Yeah, 3,000.
But when we talked, he had the 1,500 because I wrote this the other day. The website will be up and running in a few weeks. As soon as it is, all the links will be posted here. You can check out Facebook, Emilio Rivera fan page to check it out. And then I got the info. So the info on my left outs for my charity. Okay, I only made 3,000 of these limited edition left out signed tees before my line comes out and will retire once they're sold out. The proceeds are going to go to my Left Out Kids charity that helps underprivileged kids. You get, if you buy the shirt, you get a signed t-shirt, which he will sign. And I have it here. And Bill, would you like to tell him what you said when I showed you this shirt?
Well, I was curious about the price. See, some of the girls want to know, is there one price for the brand new shirt? And is there a different price if Emilio wears the shirt? That's the question. Well, this girl here wants. Or are we gonna? If you wear it, how much more are you gonna charge for that?
It's all the same. But you know what? Those tank tops are a little bit tight for me. They'll probably get over my neck. That's about it. You know what I mean? It won't go over my shoulders, brother.
So when I showed this to Bill, tell him what you said.
No, that was classic.
He said it's classic old school shirt.
You know. I've been around a very, very long time, and some things just fit the button right on it. Sometimes you got to make something work. That picture, that T-shirt, that just fits real. It fits.
Thanks, bro. Yeah, thanks a lot, brother.
I want to tell you that I wear a 2X, by the way, because I have such broad shoulders. I don't want to make a big deal out of this, but
are you too?
You know, because the men's shirts are a little bit they're a little bit bigger than what they are, and the women's shirts on. Like what I did is one thing I messed up is I got one size, and so me and my wife went out and yesterday and we got all the sizes for it, and we had to redo everything off the women's part of it. We had to redo all over again, bro, because some of the shirts were not stretchable. So women's shirts now we got from small all the way to XXX now, bro, so we can accommodate everybody now, you know.
But I don't think you heard what Bill said. Bill said, I wear a 2X.
I want to make sure it's a manly man. Yes, goes out there. You got it.
Well,
I don't wear nut skin. Then look, that's not my style.
No, it's pretty, they're pretty cool, and it's very nice material, man. So it's cool. And most of the people, what happened was that with the girls, that was really cool, and I want to thank the women as well, because some of them women, I know those shirts did not fit them, and they were saying, you know what, I'm going to do, I'm just going to frame this one. So that was very nice of you. They were just buying them just to frame them, and a lot of the guys were doing the same thing. They were just getting them to frame the shirt, you know what I mean, because they're pretty, it looks like it's a lot of artwork going on there, you know.
It is, and I haven't worn mine yet, but...
I'll probably wear mine Sunday. I'll be wearing mine Sunday for sure, you know.
I don't want people to say we're twins.
I can see the twins.
No, actually, you wouldn't want
Yachty to make the mistake and kiss the wrong guy in the cheek. Oh, yeah, because you're such twins, yeah.
No, I'm going to make mine a little bit different. In fact, I was with my artist today to make a few for just my own personal use because my wife said, you know, it's not too cool, you know, me walking around with my own picture of myself. So mine will be just left out. They will not have a picture of me on me. You know what I mean? The people ask, you know, my own will not have a picture on me. They'll just be left out on them, and that's it, you know. I mean, you see me already. So my wife said that's not too cool. So I follow what my wife says. I think she says it makes sense. So, and plus, I don't want to walk around with a picture of myself, you know.
And what you get for the what you get is you get a signed tee with an autographed headshot. So you send your $30 money order or cashier's check only to Left Out, P.O. Box 93087, Los Angeles, California, 993. I'll put that in the. I'm going to put this in the chat room.
Thank well,
you
no,
so
no,
much.
No tax and shipping for the shirts is free. But
it
what
is,
about
it's all included, bro. Yeah, it's all included.
No, no, but no matter what state it is,
it don't matter.
You ship them out of state, same thing.
Every state we can do overseas right now, but no, it's a $30 for men's. It's $25 for the girls' tees, though.
Okay, so I got to make sure I hear it because people are going to ask me.
Right.
Yeah, it's $25 for the girls for the tanks, and then it's $30 for the males.
Fine.
And I just put this up in the chat room. And then, I guess, I have a very important news flash for you guys. I talked to, Bill, you know Art Hall.
Yes, of course we do.
He works for Quick Throttle Magazine. I talked to him today, and he will be there Sunday. And hopefully we can get an article in Quick Throttle next month.
Nice.
That's cool.
Nice.
They always do, yeah. Nice. Good.
The magazines have to have a two-month early notice. Get the event, blah, 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 blah. But at least 2 months that like in the future. So we'll talk about that because we want Quick Throttle. We want Thunder Press. And we want Southern California Information Guy. But they need a little advance notice on that for coordination and for printing. Printing's so important. So.
Right. And Art assured me.
I didn't want you to think we're sleeping out here.
No.
We did something.
And because somebody said, I need you to make sure you talk to your contacts. And
yeah.
I did
and
that.
You did, Philip.
I talked to three of them. And let's see. Well, the big, I got a question from Fran, and she says, how big in the men's tees because I need a large. Well, we have a large.
Yeah, large goes from our large to a double X. The double X is pretty big, you know. It's pretty big. I tried one on Jinan. It's pretty big, man.
And then,
Did Emil, did you get a copy of a Quick Throttle magazine this month? Or this week
came out? I haven't got it this week, but Ray called me about it and said that we're on it pretty good. So I've not. But he told me that I think they're doing the SOA articles in this week, right?
Yes, but they also did a thing on the Bikers Against Diabetes, and you're in there.
I'll bring you some.
I would appreciate that, but I really would. That was a cool event, man. It really was.
And Bill had Bill's in a couple of shots, so I'll have him autograph the magazine for you.
That Bill Kennedy's such a ham, he's in there. He's wrong with the guy.
But no, just to recap, we're gonna have the Down syndrome ride for baby Zach on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
That's gonna be in Fullerton, California.
Yes.
And then Emilio's.
Now, for people that live in different geographical areas, they can just ride to the final destination, right? And they can take care of it right there. If you can't make the beginning because of where you're located, they can just drive right to the final destination, right, Emilio?
Yes. Well, I think Paul knows more about that because what I do, I just ride in with Paul, you know what I'm saying? So is Paul, you still there?
Yes, sir.
Well, if they can't make the run because of geographical restrictions and all that, can they just send whatever groups they are and go to the final destination and kind of check up from that point?
Yes, they can. I don't have the address right on me. It's called The Yard. Philip, are you still on?
Yeah, I'm here.
Philip,
yeah.
What's the address of those pens?
Hold on. I don't.
Okay, well, I'm glad I'm not the only one to remember.
It's 2851 Rosecrans Avenue.
I was just trying to pull it back up. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, me and Paul ride together all the time, bro. See, Paul's my right eye, bro. Anywhere I go, I just look at Paul, and he's. If I look at a lane, Paul's already in that lane. You know what I'm saying? So pretty much wherever he's going, that's where I'm going. You dig what I'm saying? Paul's like my fucking GPS, man. So fucking, he knows everywhere to go. So me,
and your windshield too, huh?
No. Paul's right hand man all the time, brother. All the time. I've been riding with Paul for a long time.
He's a good guy.
Good guy.
And, that means, so you guys, I can't ride in the front, I got to ride in the back?
Nobody can let you ride in the front. Get lost. Short story, I have to share this to everybody. I'm taking 50 people down to Ensenada.
Here we go.
Just before Ensenada is a Y. Now, if you're going down to Ensenada and you keep the ocean to your right, you can't get lost. You're on the Cueto. Right outside Ensenada, there's a Y. Myself and 49 motorcycles turned right. One person out of 50 turned left. That's our boy, Philip.
Well, that's only
one person.
Tell the whole story. That's only because I had a girl sitting on the back who was sound asleep. She had her arms around me and fell asleep.
49 people turn right, you turn left.
Well, yeah.
I told you to keep to your right, and you went out in the hills.
But then when you got to your destination, you started some shit, too. When everybody asked where I went, and you said, man, maybe you found a hotel on the way.
The place is boring, I'm going to start some shit. Don't worry about that. Hey, we missed everybody down at the Solo Angels anniversary party in Tijuana 2 weeks ago. Philip and I were down with a lot of our friends. It was a spectacular time. I'm open, Emilio, Paul, some of the guys. You may come down one of these times. What a spectacular group of people. They really make you feel welcome to Mexico. So maybe next year.
Hey, Phil, I got to get going, brother. I'm going to go to the hospital, go see my new nephew, man. That's one of the things I had to do right now.
Once again, congratulations. And you might want to tell everybody again before you go what happened.
My brother had Paul, my brother Ruben, just had a baby boy. He had a little boy named Vince, bro. And he weighed 9 pounds, homie, and he's 23 inches long. That's a big baby. Yeah, so right now, I think they close the visiting room at 8:30. So I always, we have a big family. Anytime my brothers have a baby, we're always there for his day. You know what I'm saying? It's just love and support. That's how we take care of each other, you dig? So I'm going to go see that before I go meet my new nephew, man, you know.
Congratulations.
Well, hey, much love, honor, respect, and I'll see you Sunday, brother, and congratulations.
Yeah, look forward to it. And you guys all right, safe, bro, and anybody that's listening to right now, come down on Sunday and support. It's going to be a good time, man. All right? Right, safe.
Get it all right. Congratulations. All right, good night, Emilio. Thank you.
Thank you. Good night, brother. Thank you. Thank you, Phil. Thanks for everything, man. Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
So, yeah, Leandro calls Emilio Izquierda. That means lefty. They're their homies from way back. Leandro sold Emilio his first bike. Hey, guys. Phil, we're riding this weekend, so I'll probably see you tomorrow. And I got to get rolling myself. I'm here at Leandro's house doing some business over my bike.
Okay.
Oh, that's a nice bike. I got to see that some one of these days.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to Leandro here. I posted pictures on our Riding for a Cause production Facebook page.
Right.
And Phil, you've been kind enough to post some pictures. But basically, he's restoring my 1941 knucklehead. He's got a 47, and he does beautiful work.
That's a beautiful
and
bike.
And if anyone out there needs work on panheads, knuckleheads, or shovels, he does a great job. He can be reached at.
You want to hear? We're not going to reach this. Go ahead.
And basically, before you do that, I would like you to ask him for all his contact information. Send it to me in an email and with some pictures and stuff, and I'll post it on the blog for you guys.
We'll be glad to do that as a courtesy. But let us know how you can reach him right now.
Yeah, cool. Okay, well, we'll do that. But anyways, he does beautiful work, and he's a unique cat that Emilio introduced me to. He was into lowriders, and he fixes up old bikes just beautiful. And he rolled with Emilio before Emilio became a philanthropist. And they're both great guys. Anyways, guys, Phil, we'll see you tomorrow. Bill, you have a good one.
All right. Okay, good night, guys.
And Jack, we'll see you Sunday.
All right, we'll be there. Looking forward to it.
All right. Thank
you. Before you go, I'd like you to give a rundown again, please.
To recap, what's going on?
Sunday the 9th. Fundraiser for Zachary. There's going to be a lot of bombs, a lot of old cars, a lot of bikes. Two live bands. One band just called up and said, hey, can we play? You know, during the time the other band is. And I said, hey, come on aboard. So they joined in. Going to be a lot of food. A lot of vendors, and just going to be a good time.
Perfect. And I will see you early Sunday.
Yeah, okay. Looking forward to it. And we do have a PayPal set up, and they could reach the Upside Down under my email address, which is philip.gallegos@yahoo.com.
Okay. If you want, I'll put that on there, or... The way it's written here is or PayPal under the Upside of Down.
Yeah, that's wrong. We found out that was couldn't find us under that. So if you look under my email address in PayPal, it'll bring up the Upside of Down.
Okay.
Let's take that one out then. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take that one out then, and I'll change it to the other one for you.
Appreciate it.
Okay.
Good.
All right, guys.
All right.
Appreciate it, and I'll see you this weekend.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot for everything you guys have done.
Oh, absolutely.
You're welcome.
Absolutely. Good talking to you.
Good talking to you. All right.
Good night. Good people, huh?
Yeah.
Good people helping people. Now, remember, these are celebrities and all that, but you know what? You don't have to be a celebrity. Do something to improve your own neighborhood.
Nope.
Small little garage sale, something, raise some money for charity, something like that. It all counts.
I just, I just unmuted Nora and Stacy again.
So we all can't be famous.
I wanted to ask Phil a question in regards to, if you don't mind, Phil, if you can send me that link or something so I can go and get one of those shirts to help for, you know, their benefit for Zach.
I didn't know if there was any shirts, and I didn't get a chance to, I spaced
no,
it.
No, they have them, but the thing is, I don't know how they want it to go through, like as a gift or, you know, because you have to be specific on things when it's in regards to PayPal, and if there would be an additional charge to ship from California to Illinois. You know what I mean?
Right. I just sent her a message. She's still there. I just sent her a message, and hopefully if she's still listening. Ramona, if you're still listening, if you could type into the chat for me on that one, and what I'll do is I'm going to see if I can get Phillip's that email address off this here.
He's just running through everything right now, everybody, so a little bit of patience would appreciate
it. No, that's okay. Like I said, I thought I was unmuted, so I was trying to talk, and I thought, oh, I'm talking to space. Sorry.
Well, sorry about that.
Just to hear your voice is all we ask for. That soothing, calm voice of yours that brings
Thank
stability.
I'm not having a glass of wine, but that's okay. I'm relaxing.
I steal
now,
my
what
line.
Size did the shirts come in?
I don't have that information for you right now, Nora, because...
Okay, sorry. As soon as you do, because I know you'll get it before Sunday, and I don't have a problem. I can, you know, I think it's a great event that's taking place, and it would be nice to, you know, get a tank for that, and it helps.
Nora, I can tell you this. If you look at the T-shirt, it looks like a piece of art. Looks like you put a frame on hanging the wall. It's classic. It's old school. It's the way I grew up with the Vato Locos. It's kind of really class act. You'll like it.
Oh, I know. I know. I saw it on Phil as well. I'm like, I got to get one of those, you know?
Yeah.
Well, here, let me do this.
Okay, what is that link?
Hang on. That's the link to go to his Facebook page, but I'll get this. Let me call him back.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Hello?
Hi, is this Philip?
Yes.
Hey, Philip, I got some questions after you left. I'm sorry. That's why I
Absolutely.
Called you back.
Bill and Phil again. We got a quick question for you. You want to get squared away. Go ahead.
Uh-huh.
Mona typed in that the women's tanks are 15 and the men's tees are 20.
Yes.
And the question was, is there an extra charge to send them to Illinois?
I think my wife's talking to her right now. We will ship it for free to her under the condition she puts it on, takes a picture of it in front of a Chicago landmark.
I can't do that, but I have no problem taking a picture of it, and I could put it on your Facebook page.
That'd be fine.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like I said, it's a wonderful thing, and I know I live 2,000 miles away. But
this is
bit,
so awesome.
Help. And like I said, I would, because I sent a message to Phil, I want to ask Philip a question, so I'm sorry we had to call you back.
That's okay.
Now, what size do the tank tops come in for the women?
women's, we have medium, large, extra large, and double X.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And are they kind of stretchy? Are they form-fitting, or, you know?
You know what? Let me
sure.
put my wife on the phone.
Okay,
this is her,
I apologize.
Her. No, no problem, no problem. Cause she knows,
I knew we'd get to talk to her.
Hold on.
It's okay. She's just talking to a female here. That's it. It's okay.
Philip, can you do me a favor and type in that address for me, please? I think you talked about, because I put in one and it says it needs your password. So can you type in that other one for me, please?
Oh, the email address?
Yes.
Okay. Let me see.
And how would it be listed? Like a gift or merchandise?
Well, I think we're waiting.
Let me help.
Is Ramona there?
Hello?
Hi, Ramona.
Hi,
Ramona.
How are you? I'm trying to answer you, but it won't let me send to you.
Yeah, it's okay. My name is Nora. I live on the south side of Chicago. Okay.
Okay.
Now, it's a wonderful event. I'm 2,000 miles away. There's no way I could get there. Okay.
You sure?
But at least with this, I'm able to, you know, to help out. Now, in regards to, is this like a PayPal account?
Yes.
And if so, how do I put it? Is it for personal? Is it for gift? Is it for merchandise? How would this go?
It's under our business account, and it would be for merchandise.
Merchandise. Okay. See, that's what I needed because I've worked with PayPal for several years of mine, and I know each thing has to be, you know, classified different. That's what I needed to know, and it's like, okay, I typed to Phil. I'm like, I want to ask Philip a question, and I thought I was unmuted. I'm like, fucking error. Okay, but if it's fine, I have no problem. I'll have Phil send me a link to your page. So once I receive it, I'll take a picture of it, and then that way it could be posted on your wall.
That would be awesome. And what size did you say you needed?
Well, that depends. Is it a stretchy tank or is it a non-stretchy tank?
No, they're stretchy.
Okay, so because the only thing I'm looking at is the boobs. I normally go into like an extra large just to make sure I have room. Okay.
Okay. I'm a double D and I wear a large.
Oh, sorry. Oh, okay, so they're big. Okay.
Yeah.
So then I'll just go with a large then.
Okay, a large?
Because in case if it shrinks a little bit, then that way, you know, I'll still be able to breathe. Because I have gotten some tank tops where it's like, I can't breathe. And I've had to give them to somebody else.
Okay, so then when you send that, you'll send me your address or?
Yes, yes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much. That's great.
No, not a problem. I'll have, like I said, I'll have Phil send me your page link, and then I will send you a message. I will give you my name, my information, you know, my address.
Uh-huh.
And then this way when I go through to PayPal, I'll just pay for the tank through the PayPal.
Okay, great. Thank you very, very much.
You're welcome.
All right, have a good night.
Ramona, just do me a favor before you...
Uh-huh.
Before you guys sign out of the chat room, would you have you or Philip put that link in, please?
Sure. I'll do it right now.
All right, because these shows get archived, and right now people in 42 countries are listening to your voice, so I don't want to make you nervous. But
thanks. And I just said about my boob size. Thanks.
That's okay. I could have said mine too. You know, we don't do that on here.
Right now, they want to see the size of your boobs.
Eight more countries just joined in when you talked about that.
Even there's a lot of boob lovers out there.
Okay, well, I'll do that right now then, and then I'm hanging up now.
No.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Ramona.
All right, you're welcome.
Time.
Thank you.
All right, talk to you soon.
Well, nice.
All right, bye, guys.
Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you very much.
No problem.
Nice to people.
We got a caller from 213.
213, talk to us today. Tell us who you are. What's happening?
I'm a little late, but this is Martin. How you guys doing?
Hey,
we're doing good, Martin. You just missed everybody, but No worries.
I was actually working. I got this project, got to get this guy started working before I was able to call in, but I wanted to just call in and say hello.
Hey, we just talked to Philip and Ramona.
Okay.
And then, well, you probably heard that. And then
actually, no.
We had Emilio
and Paul on. Okay.
And we got you now. And the big news I had was I talked to Art Hall from Quick Throttle Magazine. He will be there Sunday.
Wow, fantastic. I should have
so
you
we need
a long
2 months
ago.
In advance to get this out to the publications and all that. So it'll be a little tight this time, but if you allow us a little more latitude next time, Philip and I can help you out.
Right.
Especially Philip. He loves talking to people.
So Sunday when we see Art,
yeah.
Would you have a copy of that flyer for October, please?
I am bringing it with me. I'm actually getting them printed out right now.
Good, because I got an A on my homework.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did, sir. So it's for. Did you guys talk about it already on the show, or not really?
I want to recap, but this is Martin Resendez. He's known as El Jefe. He does all a bunch of runs in California, down into Mexico, and
soon into Ensenada, from what I heard through the grapevine. Keep pushing that.
yeah, I see that. Go ahead.
I just happened to meet him, and I had a great time with he had his Rosarito Beach run. And
mm-hmm.
Bill, you got to be there next year, Bill.
I was here 2 years ago. 3 years ago, right? Where was
I? Okay. So go ahead, Martin, if you want to give everybody a recap, that would be cool.
Yeah, well, I'm actually doing something for something in my backyard, the Los Angeles area downtown. It'll be our second annual. The Bikers Keeping L.A. Warm is basically a Los Angeles Mission run. We work with Los Angeles Mission to take them blankets, jackets, sweaters, gloves, beanies, scarves, get them all ready for the winter. As you know, it's getting worse and worse every year, and whatever they could get from us, they're very well appreciated. We're also going to sponsor like 20 families, feeding them. Getting their exact, if they have kids, getting their exact sizes of clothes, and try to do, take care of them all year, actually, not just this one event. I'm going to try to sponsor them all year. So we're working up the details on that, and that's for October 14th, 2012. So the flyer will be on Phil's Facebook page, and I believe it's already on there now. And everybody's welcome. All colors welcome. The more the merrier. The people in need do not see any race and color, and neither do I. So everyone's welcome.
Exactly. That's the way we roll, too.
You know, I want to tell you that people ask me now and then, because I've got a lot of years of riding in across not just America, Mexico, Canada, and Europe, how do I feel about racism? I try to make this very clear to people. I want to give you one chance to prove to me you're a man. If I respect you as a man, then you can tell me you're a brown, red, green, it doesn't matter. If I don't respect you, don't worry about what color you are. If I respect you as a man, I'll treat you as a man, and I'll expect the same from you. Makes my job very basic. Come
yep.
across as a man, I'll treat you like a man.
Got it. I agree with you, sir.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
So
since you missed all the guys here, I missed the whole thing. Unfortunately, I'm going to have to wait until you guys are done and then hear the show over. But I do want to – it's been a pleasure meeting you guys since day one. I guess you're coming down. You guys are coming down this weekend, or just one of you? Who's coming down this weekend?
Well, Bill calls me the social butterfly, so I guess I'll be there.
So I've got a wife in a wheelchair with diabetes, and she's got muscle dystrophy, and she's got – it is rough for us to coordinate everything in this.
I understand, and I'm sorry to hear that.
No, you play the cards you dealt, right? That's the measure of a man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, then I guess, Phil, I guess I'll be seeing you, this Saturday.
Yeah,
Sunday.
And you missed it when Bill told a little story about when we went to Ensenada. I was leading a group of 50 riders. And you know that Y right outside of Ensenada?
Yeah, I know exactly where that is, yes.
Okay, well, instead of going right, I went left.
Myself and 49 motorcycles turned right. One of us,
wow.
Philip, left. Now, I told everybody, keep the ocean on your right. We will be in Ensenada. Just that last Y, and I'm watching him drift away as 49 people follow me to the hotel. And there goes Philip into the sunset.
And then he started a bunch of shit when he got there.
Oh, yes, I did.
Because the girl fell, it was one of Gina's girlfriends, and she fell asleep on the back of the bike. Whenever this girl gets on the bike, she's so comfortable with me riding that she just falls, she puts her arms around me and falls asleep.
I think she has a few drinks because she's kind of worried about you driving. But go ahead.
Well, Phil, now I don't feel bad. Because guess what? This last Rosarito run, actually, no, it wasn't the Rosarito one. It was a pre-run. We decided to go wine country, so we went through some area through Guadalupe, and you end up in Ensenada. Well, we got to that fork, and I got some bikes behind me. Guess what? I went left. So.
When they got there, because I went down and I found a place to turn around and come back. But by the time I had got there...
We're gone.
Bill said, no, you weren't gone.
At the hotel.
Yeah, and everybody asked, you know, what was going on. And Bill said, well, you know, he had that pretty girl on the back. Maybe he had a hotel on the way, you know, on the way here.
Yeah.
Maybe you can help me with this. You understand that you take a large group down, you got to get them to the hotel. You got to make sure they're all checked in. You're only as strong as your weakest link.
Yeah.
You have to make sure everybody is comfortable. So if 49 people turn right, one person goes left, I got to take care of 49 people. That's all. You know, you got to do it, right?
You got to step up. You got it. You got it.
But we found Philip later.
Oh, okay.
Big smile on his face. No, I don't want to go there.
Don't start shit.
I'm not even going to ask if that was planned or not, but we'll leave that one well alone.
But it's Sunday. But when we started out the show, we got this little problem down here in Oceanside again. It seems the cops are getting out of control again.
Well, not just Oceanside now.
Well,
it's many Ocean California cities got
well,
this right
many
too.
California cities, but yeah. Oceanside is above and beyond the realm in what they're doing because
we're special people.
Yeah, exactly. And they've been giving everybody tickets for stupid shit. They gave a guy a ticket for smoke lenses on his bike that came from the factory. He went to court today, and we're helping him fight that. But this other guy sent me an email while we were on the air, and it says, Oceanside PD biker harassment. I currently have the opportunity to have an Oceanside City Council candidate present to the chief of police actual cases of bikers that are being profiled and harassed without cause. He's willing to review this and see if there are any real justification to our claim that bikers do not want to visit Oceanside because of how the cops treat us. If I stop to see Bill, and he says he stopped to see Bill and Mike, and they told him to get a hold of me, as well as the two of us talking to him together. But, Bill, tell him that story about what happened the other day at the shop.
Oh, we had a
Listen to this. You'll dig this, Mark.
We had a young Marine pull into my motorcycle shop. My brother Mike and I own Kennedy's Custom Cycles in Oceanside.
Mm-hmm.
Young Marine pulled in a BMW motorcycle. He wanted a special type of a cleaning element I wasn't aware of, and I was going to send him down to a shop to specialize in European metric motorcycles. Before we did anything, I walked him to the door. A cop on a motorcycle and a cop in a car pulls up. Bam. They're all over this young Marine. As one would ask him a question, he'd be answering it. Before he could finish the sentence, another cop's yelling. They're not face-to-face. They're from one side to another. This kid's getting rattled. He's getting scared.
Mm-hmm.
So we stepped outside, and I said, it's time for a little public relations here. I said to the young man, why don't you step inside? I'd like you to drink a glass of water. No, I'm going to leave. And I said, that's exactly what they want you to do. You're in a bad mood. You can jump on your bike. They're going to get you one block down the road. Now, officers, why don't you come inside the shop, too, and I'll give you a glass of cold water. We brought a glass of water, and I said, now, let's talk about this. Why did you stop this young man? Well, they didn't stop. He was already parked. We're looking for stolen metric motorcycles. And I said to the cop on the motorcycle, well, the emblem on your gas tank says B BMW, Bavarian Motor Works. It is the exact same motorcycle as young Marine is driving, a BMW. There is no metric stolen motorcycles here. Well, we're just checking. And I said, and what you're doing is you're trying to rattle this kid. If he loses his patience or his temper, he's going to do something stupid. You can write him another ticket. Now, aren't you glad I'm here so we can all have a glass of cool water together and give this... And the cop said to me, Mr. Kennedy, thank you for your PR. We did a good job. I'm not always there, and when they have young people or people that are intimidated, they rattle your cages. And everybody listening knows that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So true.
Yeah, because January 1st, 2013, the law goes into effect about motorcycle profiling and motorcycle-only checkpoints. So they're using up all the grant money that they have. But to fuck with these guys, I send them the grant. I know when they're going to get the grant a week before they do. And I send it to them and tell them, how are you guys going to handle this one? And they wrote back, oh, the way we always do. And I write back, no, I don't think you should handle it that way, because the way things are, we're going to have to come back down and talk to you, the chief, the guy from Internal Affairs. We're going to have to... make out another 1,000 copies of those internal affair complaints.
Martin, I want you to understand, Philip and I are not headed. We're not adversary with the police department. But as I said before, if you have a problem with the telephone company, you go down and complain. If you have a problem with SBN, you go down and complain. If there's something wrong in our community, each one of us taxpayers has a right and obligation to go down and meet with the police department or the fire department, whatever the situation is, and say, we need to have dialogue, communication between two people. Philip and I want to present our side of the story. We want to hear your side of the story. Is there some way we can start and build together? And we've been very successful in communication without running and screaming, saying, you know, F this and F that. We ride our motorcycles right to the front door of the cop shop.
Right.
They're quite used to seeing our bikes come up front.
And when's the last time, Bill and I, when we came out, the last time we went down there, we pulled into the gas station. When's the last time you seen a motor cop get in and get off his bike and look at the gas pump and then look at us?
And pretend to put gas in.
Pretend to put gas in and right, follow us out.
Yeah.
They don't want me to get lost because I'm a very old person, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
And they pulled Bill over for going 37 and a 35.
Wow. That is a trip.
Like last
how you deal with it.
Yeah, last year I had 69 contact cards made out on me. This year I have 32.
I have a full-face helmet, and that is probably caused some of my problem, because when I take my helmet off, my long gray hair comes out, and they go, oh, it's Mr. Kennedy. Oh, he's with Phil and Bill and all that shit. So it's a different story, but when I have my full-face helmet on and I'm in my little hot rod bike, they don't know for sure. So a probable cause, they have to state it. And speeding is all, or speeding or failure to put your turn signal on, it's almost impossible to fight. That's why they pull you over. That's why you don't get rattled.
No, and the best thing Bill and I say,
shut up. That's all.
And listen.
Stop shooting yourself in the foot.
Shut up and listen.
Yeah.
But we got somebody who wants to ask a question. Let me unmute her. 619, is that you, Fran? Fran? Hello, Fran?
Yes, sir. Hi.
Hey, do you have a question for anybody tonight there?
Well, I only wish I could be there. Unless things change, then I will be there. But I would love to have one of those shirts. And I think I'm just going to have to go on PayPal and go get me one. But
good.
Now, I'm going to have to get a woman's T-shirt because it's a tank top. And that way, when I finally do get that tattoo on my shoulder, I can show it off proudly.
It's a beautiful shirt, too. I said the picture reminds me of something hanging in an art gallery or something like that. Martin, have you seen that T-shirt we're talking about yet?
No.
Emilio's T-shirt?
Emilio's Left Out shirt?
From Emilio's. Yeah.
That's a good shirt.
Yeah, he actually sent one with my son. I haven't gotten it yet for my son, but apparently he gave it to him, my son, during the show for my birthday, so I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, it's pretty class act.
Yeah,
it's old school. Old school all the way.
I was with him Sunday at the L.A. Convention Center, and it was a big hit.
Yeah. Wow. All right, guys. Well, I just wanted to call in and say hello before, and I'll see you guys this weekend. Well, I'll see you field this weekend. I'm going to head back to, I got this whole construction job site right here. I just wanted to come inside and give a shout out to you guys. So I'll see you guys tomorrow, and it was great talking to you guys, okay? I'll be in touch.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling him. He's a good guy, you know. But good for the community. He keeps a lot of stuff to himself. He doesn't beat his own horn.
No.
Beat his own drum.
And I just unmuted the other two ladies. We have the three ladies unmuted. Stacy, Nora, and
Fran.
Do you have any questions?
Time. Okay. Time.
I know, right? Anyway, real quick.
I'm hollering things through the phone, and I'm like, wait a minute.
I did the same thing. I'm talking here.
Yeah, except I'm saying the social butterfly can't hear me. This is not fair. This is unjust.
I hear he's getting that tattoo on his forearm. Social butterfly.
Oh, here we go.
Okay. Purple butterflies with nice little purple wings, maybe some pink.
With pink heads? No. Gotta put a dash of pink in there somewhere.
Wait a minute, Nora. I was trying to throw my 2 cents in to your T-shirt contest. T-shirt contest. Seeing boobs. You guys said boobs, and now I'm all balled up. But no, I tried to throw in some ad lib when you were talking about that big ginormous shirt that you're going to buy that's going to hang down to your ankles and wrap around you 5 times. And I realized, oh, my God, I'm on mute. Nobody could hear me saying anything. I'm like, great. They're saying, I'll take an extra large, and I'm thinking to myself, that girl don't wear clothes that fit her. She's a pint of peanuts.
No, it's because when I do wear things that are fitting, you have no idea the comments. And it's like, okay, that's it, I'm done. I do wear things that are fitting, but then you have no idea. I live on the main street. If I have certain types of tank tops when I wear them, there's men literally that scream out their windows and say shit. I'm like, fuck you. Stop it. You know, I'm not kidding. So a lot of times I get the thing big so nobody sees the boobs.
It's your story. You tell it any way it sounds good.
Ladies, I want to tell you, about 5 o'clock tonight, I left to run over to the show. Just before that, a friend of mine came in with a brand new set of boobs, brand new job. She had the lowest cut top I've ever seen in my life, and I wouldn't break eye contact. I wouldn't break eye contact, and when she left, she was pouting. And you know what? It was self-discipline, though. I know she so badly wanted to see me snap. No.
But you're talking about those brand new boobs now, so they had to make some type of impression on you.
My peripheral vision, when she couldn't see me, I absorbed every little inch of that.
I'm sure
but
you did.
But in her presence, look. I don't want to hurt the girl's feeling too bad. I mean, that was, you know, there's a true artist in line there, but, you know, enough of that story there. I hope she's listening tonight. You know, I did peek at her boobs, but okay.
You know what my feeling is about those T-shirts, don't you? You have to put it straight across where they're going to stare and read it, because they're going to be staring at it. So you know what? Subliminal training, you're already imprinting in that person's brain of what you want them to do. So you got to put it where it goes.
See, that's how I feel about it, you know. I mean, a friend of mine sent me a tank top, okay, and I told him a large, and so I could get the boobs in. I already had, well, I didn't know he was going to get me the same tank top I already had, and I knew how I took it in the large, so I figured, okay, I knew where he was at, I knew where what his thought was, except for the actual design of the tank. I didn't realize I would get the same one. He got me a medium. And then, you got to do me a favor and take a picture of it and put it up on your Facebook. And I'm like, I'm thinking, I can barely breathe in this thing. You have no idea how hard it was to get over my boobs. So, you know, I posted up the picture, and it's like, and then he sends me a message, and he's like, oh, my God. I said, shut up. I told you a large. I have the same tank top that was given to me with a visit, okay? And I said, I can't breathe in this one. Thank you. Thank you. You have no concept of how hard it was to get in and out of the damn thing. That's why I usually go a size bigger, so that way I can get in and out and I can breathe.
You made a mistake, honey. You're supposed to ask for assistance of getting in and out of it.
Yeah. You know, and the funny thing was, I talked to a friend of mine, you know, that gave me the same identical tank top, but at least in the size he knows I wear. And I, because he sat there, and I said, you saw that picture, didn't you? He goes, yes, I did. All I can say is, that's an eye grabber. I'm like, that's it. I gave the tank top to somebody else. I was just, okay, I can't wear it. It's just too tight. I had to send it to somebody with smaller boobs. Sorry, we're taking up your show on boob talk.
Believe me, ladies, there is nothing more important
than boobs.
I was.
Well, you have to be able to breathe in your clothes. I'm sorry, you know.
only when you have, only when you want to eat, that's when you have to breathe. Other than that, it has to look good.
Yeah. You know, and like I said, I just found it very annoying trying to squeeze my boobs into something that was just too small. I'm like, okay, are you people crazy? What?
Ladies, something. Maybe it's just kind of a weird observation I made that women's fashion seems all about pain. Stiletto heels up. Why is it we think that we associate pain with women's fashion?
If that were true, I'd put on a pair of high heels. Oh, wait a minute. I haven't worn a pair of high heels in 20 years. Do boots count?
Well,
They can. Get the spike ones where you can literally put it through somebody's chest, you know. Yeah, there you go.
Why do men's fashion have to be so loose and comfortable? And why that when we talk about women's fashions, why has it got to be, again, almost torturous to get in some of these outfits? I'm not sure. Not that I'm complaining about the results. I'm just curious, what sick person devised this program where women have to suffer in pain to attract men?
I don't know. I don't do that. Stacy will tell you. All my clothes are huge. They are.
Well, see, I don't know why you women even bother, because we're guys. We're just happy to show up. So that, you know, we're there. I don't know what the idea of getting dressed up and all this. It's got to be a woman thing, and yet women are the ones suffering from it. Philip and I just coincidentally here. I'm in some black Levi jeans, and I'm in a t-shirt, a bad ride, bike against diabetes, and Philip's in blue jeans and in a white t-shirt. We both got boots on. We're comfortable, and yet they got to do so much to their face and hair and, you know, dressed up. And who is it, I wonder, that gave the women a crock of shit that says that, hey, this is what you got to do? Women, you want to talk about?
Yes. That's because you have men out there that say, oh, no.
You have to be a Barbie girl.
Eggs look good.
And when the Barbie girl comes walking in, all the men's heads turn. So, therefore, we're put under pressure to look like that. There you go. Wrapped up in a nutshell.
The only thing is, we're not made of plastic. We're real.
No, but to look like that, we have to have a lot of plastic.
Yes.
Oh, very good. Very good.
Hey, you guys are in jeans and a t-shirt. I got a pair of guys' boxers on. I wear shorts, you know. But I love them. They're comfortable. I got boxer shorts on. Men's boxers. I wear them for shorts. They're your underwear, but I wear them for shorts. Well, I mean,
Bill,
men's underwear.
Bill, you didn't catch it. Bill said you're just wearing a pair of boxers?
No, he didn't let me.
I just stop wherever it just comes into my pea brain.
Okay, Bill. And in comes your famous line of wine, because we all know that Phil doesn't
the
say it.
The doctor loves.
It should be said. Phil just kind of blah, 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 and that's it. He can't handle it.
No, he cannot mimic you when you become the Dr. Love voice.
Nobody tried.
Ladies, may I say to you, I've been shy around women my whole life. It's only coming on this radio show and speaking to you women has given me the confidence. I want to thank every woman who's ever slept with me. I want to thank every woman for sharing that special gift that they have, because each woman has brought something into my life. Each woman has brought a unique relationship. Each woman has brought something special into
my
life.
Is that like when you asked all
the women, I say thank you.
Is that like that woman you asked from Canada, why do you wear your socks? And she said, because my fucking feet are cold?
I was curious about that.
That is too funny.
See, a lot of women don't understand. Good.
Oh, I was just going to say, I have a tank top on and a pair of boxers, okay? So I didn't want you to think I was topless and not, but I'm not putting my foot in my mouth. I have boxers on and a tank top. Okay.
And in the words of the socialist butterfly, that's your story and you're sticking to it.
Yeah.
He should get a tattoo, right? Social butterfly and a butterfly. I like the way you're thinking.
I'll get one of those. I want Phil to get a butterfly sticker and put it on his helmet. That would be great. Nice one with lots of nice colors in it so people can say, what the hell
is that? Yeah, right.
He has to ride with me. That's not going to happen. We have to, no.
Oh, well.
Fran, are you still in line? How come you didn't slip down to Tijuana with us?
Because I couldn't get away. That's why.
Okay, all right then. It was a very, very, very good party. They said by their count 1,500 people, and when we left around midnight, there was still more bike clubs coming in. So one hell of a big. Maybe next year. And you took a lot of pictures, right? So they can see. Okay, well, that's good.
They're already up there.
Good. Okay, good.
You know that life is good, but you know a really good man. A good man knows when a woman starts off to sit back and keep his mouth shut. That's a good man. That's a smart man.
Smart man, maybe not a good man.
Have that concept.
Is there a school? Is there a school we can drop him off to and get him trained?
Ladies, I want to tell you, when I got married, my father-in-law, he said to me, "Bill, I want to say something to you. This is very important. When my daughter, your wife-to-be, takes you shopping, whatever outfit she shows you, say it's wonderful. Because if you say you don't like it, she'll go back in and there's another damn hour." And I said, okay, I got that down. Good advice. Just say yes.
And the bottom link is PayPal.
See, he's well trained.
Yep.
Oh, so is the bottom link the PayPal or the top link that you put in the private box that you left?
Oh, hang on one second. He's moving something around. I'm not real sure now.
What's
that? Okay.
Is the bottom link on
the
PayPal? The answer is yes.
It's on there. Just copy and paste it.
The philip.gaglius@yahoo.com?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So I want to make sure it's the bottom link and not the top one and be like a retard. Sorry.
Well, I am a retard, so I would try both of them. But that's okay. That's me.
Okay, going in there now. It's a wonderful what they got going on between Emilio's shirts. I got to get that first one. I don't know what the other designs would be like, but I like the old school stuff.
When you order that shirt, he'll autograph it, and he'll send you an autographed headshot.
Okay.
Wait. Is it going to be autographed, or are you going to have to get the shirt autographed?
No, he'll autograph the shirt.
All right.
He's autographed.
Don't be talking shit unless it's going to happen.
No, he autographed the shirts.
All right.
He autographed the shirt.
I don't want an autographed picture. I want to go up there and have a picture taken with him.
There we go.
Oh, you can do that, too.
Yeah.
Just look for me, and I'll arrange that for you.
And at that point, he can sign the shirt when it's on.
There
and I'll let
even
I'll let it be there just to show there's no hanky-panky.
No, and actually, the picture's on the front, so you'd have to press the pen on your boobs.
Well, okay, I can do that.
Now, friend, the last time you had a shirt on at Mount Soledad, what'd you do with that shirt, friend?
I gave it to somebody.
Actually, Bill, tell
did you mail it off to somebody? Is that what happened, friend? I don't think so.
I took it off and I gave it to Dennis Reamer.
Right.
And it was one of Mon's hippie shirts.
And you were on top of the mountain, on top of the monument.
That's right. What better place under the cross? If Ross doesn't like what I'm wearing, well, I guess I'm not. It's a little too late because I went and did it anyhow.
I think right after I spoke, I was. I think you said something, and I turned around and I said, "What?" And there was Fran in all her glory, ladies and gentlemen, underneath the cross overlook of San Diego. She was there in her glory.
She set them puppies free.
Free them puppies. Free them puppies. That was the chant. That was the cry.
Yes, it was.
But remember, everybody, Fran is always a lady. She's never tramp. The difference between class and trash. Fran's always class.
Oh, well. Sometimes.
I've always known you as class.
Yeah.
All the events we've been in, all the 20, 30 years, whatever, you've always been class to me.
So just to recap everything, we're going to have the Upside of Down support baby Zachary.
On Sunday.
On Sunday at the address is, hang on. This thing,
Fullerton?
Yeah. No. They already tried to zap us once, and they gave us a blue screen, so we're busting their balls right now.
Yeah, it's nothing new.
It's going to be at, it's the first annual Down at the Yard fundraiser. It's a free event. It's honoring Zachary Gallegos from 11 to 5 on Sunday, September 9th, to benefit the Down Syndrome Association of Los Angeles. Featuring appearances by Emilio Rivera and Paul Renteria. Well, they'll probably be leading the pack.
And Martin, we'll get Martin.
And Martin.
Martin in the Rolling Deep for Charities. That's his program.
Correct.
Kind of cool. Rolling Deep for Charities. I like
that. We're going to have music by Sangria.
That's
and
a good
another,
group.
And
that
another,
is really good.
And another band called Anonymous. And it's
I don't know
be
who
at,
those people are at all.
It's going to be at 2851 Rosecrans Avenue in Fullerton, California.
Just a little above the road, just a piece, you know?
Just a piece.
And now...
I'm sorry. Let in for a second here. I'm on the PayPal, and the ladies' tank was how much?
They're 15, and the men's were 20, I understand.
So then I should be sending 35.
If you wanted both, yes.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, but if you're gonna come up there, if you're gonna come up there, just if you're gonna come up there, just wait till Sunday.
I can't. There's things going
okay.
on.
Okay.
Oh, what are you doing Sunday that we're not going to be doing? You want to share with us?
I could text it to you, but not tell it to you right at the moment.
All righty. God bless this country.
Well, she already told me.
The recipient is Ramona and Philip that are receiving it, right?
Okay.
Whatever's on that link.
Another question. Is this supposed to be gift, payment?
Merchandise.
Merchandise.
Well, we don't have merchandise. We have gift, payment, cash, advance, living
expenses. There's merchandise.
Not on mine. Not on mine.
I have it on mine.
Oh, they have good service and eBay. Okay, good. Okay, that will work.
All right. That's Sunday's program. Philip, what's going on Saturday also? You want to take
face
with us?
Today
is the Sons of Anarchy premiere.
That's it? That's all you're going to say?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't say too much.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Mr. Social Butterfly is going to be the special premiere of Sons of Anarchy because you know how he is, everybody.
I'm going to be watching football on Sunday.
There you go.
Oh, no, no.
Oh, no.
Saturday.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Saturday, and the problem is that everybody from the show will be there.
Oh.
Hey, do you know how to spell Stacy?
Yeah, Nora. Well, he knows how to spell Nora.
It's not spelled N-O-R-A. There's a big hint for you.
Yeah.
Since the whole cast is going to be there, I can name off about five people that are hotties that probably could spell my name.
Bill, these ladies, they're telling you right now, get with the program.
I know. The bad part is, you know, when I went up and seen Rusty, you know, he signed mine, and I showed it to you earlier.
Yes.
And he spelled my name right. He spelled everything else right.
But I heard about that.
When he was talking, and somebody asked him a question, and when he was writing, he wrote on two CDs, Nora, instead of one to Nora and one to Stacy. And when I got back down, I didn't notice it until I showed you when I got back down here, and I called him up right away, and he said, "Yeah, just come on back up, and he'll correct that problem."
The first time Bill forgot the autographs, first time around weeks ago, and then
didn't forget anything.
Wow, that's two strikes, Phil. Yeah, that's it. You're fired.
That's Bill with a P. Phil. He forgot. Not me, child.
I didn't forget.
Do you think that I would forget something?
Let me explain something.
I think of you from morning to night. All you ladies on the show, how can I possibly any one of you? No, I'm constantly just thinking about you.
You trust the quiet ones.
Well, I got a mute button here.
I think he
yeah, and you know how to use it.
He has a lot more things to be thinking about during the day.
Well, let me tell you like this. When I called Rusty back and explained the situation,
yeah,
the first words out of his mouth were "no problem." Next time you come up, I'll correct that problem.
Did you have to threaten him or anything?
No, I didn't.
You know, he ain't that big a deal. You can get on my shoulders and you can look him right in the eye. You know that, don't you?
Yeah, I know.
But he's got
a full plate this week, and he's going to be out of town tomorrow. Do you know where he's going to be, Nora?
Yes, I do.
Maybe you want to tell everybody.
Indianapolis on Saturday.
Mm.
Etika is playing with the Uproar Festival, which features with Shinedown, Godsmack, and quite a few more.
I don't want to discuss that because Godsmack's there, and that's my band, and I adore Etika 7. And
it's only 3 hours from my house, Stacy. Hurry up, get here, and then
leave now.
Yeah.
See, that's a connection you need to make, Phil. You need to get a connection to Sully. Sully Erna, lead singer of Godsmack. Then I will deem you the perfect human being of all time.
Perfect social butterfly of all kinds. There you go.
Oh, yeah. He will get crowned that, you know. That will just, like, I'll be on the floor dying. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Tell you something, ladies. When I first met Rusty, we were up at a party up in Newport Beach. And I stepped outside the club, and I was on the sidewalk, the end of the sidewalk, right up the street. And they said, "Bill, we have a new prospect in our club here. Like you to meet him." So I turned around to meet him, and I shook this guy's hand. And as I was shaking his hand, I realized something. I'm on the end of the sidewalk.
On the curb.
He is in the gutter, and he's still taller than I am. That's a big boy, and I'm just over 6 foot. That's a big boy. In the gutter, smaller than I am.
Well, Phil did tell me that he got a really big laugh out of me putting those pants on and putting it on his page.
And he thought that was hilarious.
Well, yeah. I'm only 5'2". I'm not his height. I'd probably come up at his waist.
No.
You know, I'm just thinking of something. I'm going to let it go.
No, I wasn't meaning it like that. I meant...
See, I was thinking it was something else, though.
Took a pair of pants.
I was just thinking you walking right up... Never mind.
Shit.
I didn't
know. No, I took the pair of pants, and I had them folded in half, okay? So I took the bottom of the leg and touched it on the top of my foot to hold up to see, like, how tall he might be, like, standing next to me. You know what I mean? I'm like, holy crap. Yeah, man, he's a big man.
Well,
there's no way I could ever fill those pants.
When you look at pictures of Rusty and I, a lot of people don't realize that my massive arms are at least his size, if not a little bit bigger. I don't like to brag about that, so I let him think he's got the bigger arms. But between us, my guns are much bigger.
Well, you know,
it's my world.
That's your story.
My story.
Well, you know, Bill, he showed me a picture. They actually got him a stunt double for the show, Bill.
Oh, yeah?
The guy looks just like him.
Actually, there's a picture out in this month's magazine, Quick Throttle, and it's just the way the picture's taken. Rusty is standing behind me at a slight angle, and I'm in the forefront. And if you look at the picture, you go, damn, Bill's a monster. But it's only the way he's standing, and I'm totally in front. It looks like I'm as big as that monster is there. But if you look at the picture, ladies, maybe you put it up later some other time, it's just photography.
It's just photography
then.
You know? Yeah. It's just like when I took the picture with Evan and Rusty and Fran said she needed to be in the middle, not me.
No.
Well, yeah. I mean...
Well, I agree. I should be between the two bronze there, not you.
Yes.
And?
Now, how many episodes is he supposed to be in? Does anybody know?
Can't tell you.
Well, yes.
Okay.
Yes, we know, but I'm sorry, we're sworn to secrecy.
We're sworn to secrecy.
No, that's fine, because I record them anyway, so, you know.
I want to know.
Now, if you want to start all over your own hometowns, tell everybody, Philip said Rusty's in so many, and then tell everybody that. That'll cause some trouble.
Oh, yeah, thanks, Bill.
Hey.
I
wouldn't do that.
If he ever played football.
I never asked him that.
Never asked him.
Hmm.
Oh, well, there you go. There's socialization right there.
But if you go on my blog and read that story about Rusty and T-Rod are Hellraisers,
yeah.
It tells you Rusty's life story because nobody knew he was a pilot, though.
Yeah.
Wow.
Rusty and I go back, we think, 20 years.
More than that,
yeah. It all blends into me like that. Long before he was club, long before he was everything, and then as he was going up through the ranks, we maintained our friendship, as I have maintained friendship with many of the elder statesmen in that organization. I like longevity. I need you to stay 5-10 years. Other than that, I really don't want to get to know you because I don't think you're going to make it. But if you have longevity, these are the people I want to be surrounded with. When I sit down, we don't always have the youngest guys around us, but everyone sits with us, elder statesmen, and just kind of, I don't know. I just feel my own element, I guess. And plus, I want to talk to people that understand the same songs I know. I hate talking about kids that don't know shit that I'm talking about.
And basically, we're at the end of the line, Bill. And this is...
Now it's time to say goodbye.
All the good girls and boys of town. Yahoo!
Yeah.
Why don't we do something from Rusty because he's heading that way? How about something from Attica 7? And
this one's called The Devil's Daughter, Bill.
Devil's Daughter. Oh,
yeah, okay. We'll let this one take us out, and we'll talk to everybody next week.
I want to thank everybody for taking the time to make me feel comfortable in the air. I want to thank you for saying hello, Bill. I want to thank you for being our friend. Good night, everyone.
Good night, all.
Thank you for being our friend. Good night. Enjoy the neighborhood.